RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia condemns terrorism at Shah Nurani Shrine in Pakistan. Four British tour operators promote Indonesia's tourism. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government condemns the suicide bombing that occurred at the shrine of Shah Nurani in Balochistan province, Pakistan, Saturday, November 12. At least 30 people were killed and over 70 people injured. The written statement of the Foreign Ministry on Monday, November 14, stated that the Indonesian government condemns the act of terror that resulted in civilian casualties made up mostly of women and children. The Indonesian government have expressed sympathy and condolences to the victims and their families for the incident. The Indonesian embassy in Islamabad has reported no Indonesian citizens who became victims of the attacks. The Indonesian embassy in Islamabad continues to monitor developments in the field and hold communication with local security authorities. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has departed for Semarang, Central Java, to meet Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. The heads of state will meet for a leaders' retreat, bilateral meeting, and signing of a memorandum of understanding, among others. After a lunch reception, today President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and his entourage will attend an inauguration of Kendal Industrial Park, known as Park by the Bay, in Kendal District, Central Java. President Joko Widodo's entourage include Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, State Secretariat Minister Pratikno, Tourism Minister Arif Yahya, and the National Investment Coordinating Board BKPM Thomas Lembong. The President and First Lady Irana are scheduled to return to Jakarta Monday evening by Indonesia One presidential plane. Four tour operators from the United Kingdom hailed the Indonesian tourism promotion, which is conducted by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, through branding awareness program, with the installation of wonderful Indonesia logo on hundreds of taxis and buses in London throughout October and November. The executive of Economic Affairs Indonesian Embassy in London, Hastin Dumadi, told Antara London on Monday, the Indonesian Embassy in London, with the support of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in collaboration with the Visit Indonesia Tourism Office London, launched the Indonesian tourism campaign to reach the target of 20 million tourist visits in 2019. He said the program of Indonesian tourism campaign managed to record an increase in booking air tickets and hotel rooms of British tourists in Indonesia up to 438%. Indonesian Ambassador in London, Dr. Rizal Sukma, explained, with positive results and the support of the central government, Indonesia will be able to cooperate with more companies tour operators. One of four toddlers severely injured in Sunday's bomb attack on Oikumene Church in Samarinda East Kalimantan, Intan Olivia, 2 years old, died on Monday morning at A.W. Sharani Hospital. Intan sustained severe burns all over her body. Another victim, Trinity Hutaihaya, 4 years old, was still being treated in the hospital's intensive care room, A.W. Sharani Hospital spokesman Fabian Satrio told on Monday, November 14th, in Samarinda. Meanwhile, toddlers Alvaro Aurelius, 4 years old, and Anita Cristobal, 2 years old, are being treated at Moise Hospital after sustaining burns. The Samarinda police have arrested a man who allegedly threw Molotov cocktails into the parking lot in front of the church in Singkotek sub-district. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Various food and beverages products of Indonesia and Levant Second International Trade Forum, which took place in Cairo, Egypt, Sunday, November 13th. Trade attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Rahman Burman, said, various food and beverages products consist of snacks and chocolates, onion crackers, as well as instant tea packages, become a leading exhibition of Indonesia. According to Rahman Burman, the promotion is done continuously, so that the main Indonesia's food products will be better known by the Egyptian consumers and huge population in the Middle East. He added, in Cairo on Sunday, the Indonesian ambassador in Cairo, Halmi Fauzi, further encouraged the Egyptians to invest in the agricultural sector, maritime fisheries, and industry. The Indonesian government said that Singapore is the country's largest foreign partner with investments of over $5.9 billion spread across 3,012 projects. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi noted on Monday, November 14th in Semarang, Central Java, that Singapore is Indonesia's key partner in a wide range of sectors such as trade, investment, tourism, and other sectors. The foreign minister said that Singapore is Indonesia's third largest trading partner, having contributed over $30 billion in 2015. Minister Retno said that Singaporean tourist arrivals contributed $1.5 billion to Indonesia's foreign exchange earnings, the second largest in 2015. She also said that Indonesia has 200,000 formal and informal workers in Singapore. Those are the indicators which show that Singapore is the most important partner to Indonesia and vice versa. The last item. Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Zulkifli Hasan, said, democracy, which is run in Indonesia, has matured and its success is recognized by the international community. Many achievements have been achieved by Indonesia since the reformation until nowadays. Zulkifli Hasan on Sunday, November 13, said the world also admitted Indonesia democracy is increasingly mature, although Indonesia is a majority Muslim population. He pointed out in the 2016 local elections, there has been carried out 260 local elections peacefully. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia condemns terrorism at Shah Nurani Shrine in Pakistan. Four British tour operators promote Indonesia's tourism. That was the news.
Listener, a commentary today entitled Indonesian Economy at the Post-US President-elect Donald Trump. US presidency election has passed and Donald Trump won over Hillary Clinton. Fourth accusation of Donald Trump on the U.S. Electoral College exceeds the target, namely 279 votes. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton was left behind with the accusation of 218 votes. Donald Trump leads in 28 states, including in the two states, Florida and Ohio, which are the key to his victory. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton leads ahead in 18 states, most of which are located in the U.S. East and West Coast. Trump's victory in the presidential election surprised many circles. The market gave negative response on Trump's victory as the U.S. 45th president on Wednesday. Trump's victory also makes Asian stock prices fall sharply as investors panic over the uncertainty about trade, immigration, and geopolitical tension under Trump's administration in the future. Panic and anxiety are happening not only among investors but also some countries of the world. Trump often said he would forbid Muslims to enter the United States and accused them of being terrorists. As we know, Indonesia is the country with the largest Muslim population in the world. The anti-Islam campaign, which was exposed by Trump during his past campaign, makes Indonesian citizens a bit worried to visit the U.S. Moreover, in his campaign, Trump would emphatically also withdraw from free trade treaty agreements such as the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, TPPA. Trump's victory also makes Indonesian business people worried. Some parties are worried that Indonesian export to the United States will be very limited. This can bring about a negative impact on the Indonesian economy. In fact, until July 2016, Indonesian non-oil export to the United States were the largest, namely $0.99 billion. To minimize the negative impact of the policies under the Trump administration in the future, especially in the economic field, the most fundamental thing is that Indonesia must strengthen the foundation of its domestic economy. In addition, Indonesia has to fix its domestic industry so that it will not have too much dependence on foreign parties. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, we meet you again in our daily program Today in History over our rival service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. While we begin our program with an event that happened on November 14, 1922, on which BBC established and broadcasted new radio program for the first time. British Broadcasting Company, or more known BBC, was established on 14 November 1922 in Britain, and the founder is John Reid. BBC broadcasted for the first time at the same date and year. When it was established for the first time, this radio station belonged to private, but it was taken over by the government of Britain in 1927 and changed to be British Broadcasting Corporation. Since that time, the radio budget was supplied by the government. At the World War, BBC had an important role in giving spirit to Allies, especially Britain in the battlefield. In 2007, BBC employed more than 24,000 people with turnover more than £4 billion. The next event is that the year of 1991 is about World Diabetes Day. The commemoration of World Diabetes Day is held annually on 14 November, aiming to improve global awareness of the risk of diabetes. The commemoration around the world also invites all elements of society in the world to encourage various activities to prevent the number of diabetes sufferers that is more increasing annually. Since 1991, International Diabetes Federation and the World Health Organization have decided on 14 November as Day of Diabetes because it was the day when Frederick Banting discovered insulin in 1922 and diabetes medicine was found. Well, listener, the last event was in 1946 when BRIMOT was established. Corps of Brigade Mobile, also known as BRIMOT, Polri or simply BRIMOT, is the main special police operation force and paramilitary of Indonesia. It is also known as for being one of the oldest units in the Indonesian National Police. These duties are counter-terrorism, dealing with high-threat armed criminals and robbery, close protection, riot and control, search and rescue, anti-anarchist and explosive disposal operation in urban settings. On 14 November 1946, Prime Minister Sultan Shahrir reorganized the Police Istimewa into the Mobile Brigade or MOBRIG. This day is celebrated as the anniversary of the Splugbarit Corps. This corps was reconstituted to suppress military and police conflicts and even cop state. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahman.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this day in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's Focus theme is Indonesia and China agree to regulate tourism agents who are not professional. Indonesian Minister of Tourism Arief Yahya and Chairman of China National Tourism Administration Lin Jinshou met at the China International Travel Market, which took place from November 11 to 13 in Shanghai. In the meeting, they discussed various tourism issues between the two countries. As quoted by Antara News Agency, both leaders agreed to regulate the tourism industry players who are not professional and prove detrimental to travelers. In the meeting, Indonesian Minister of Tourism Arief Yahya said, Indonesia agreed to blacklist unprofessional tourism industry players because tourism is a business based on service, so that the commitment and professionalism of this industry become important to be sustained. Additionally, Minister Arief explained that tour operators and travel agencies that violate the commitment to the customers must be dealt with firmly because it will disrupt and destroy the future of tourism business. While on the other hand, the China National Tourism Administration has implemented a number of provisions to regulate the tourism industry, such as unprofessional travel agency in providing services to tourists who travel in China. Arief said China International Travel Market was a strategic place for Indonesia to promote 10 leading destinations including Yogyakarta, Solo, Semarang, Joglosemar, and Raja Ampat. It has also become a means to attract more tourists to Indonesia. Arief said Indonesia's position now comes up top in foreign tourist arrivals by shifting Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, Japan, and Korea. According to Arief, Indonesia projection for 2019 is 20 million tourists coming to the country and about 50% or 10 million of which from China. Tourism Minister Arief also stressed the importance of direct flights in support of travel industry. Currently, direct flight from China to Indonesia is only 37%, far behind Singapore, Malaysia, and Thailand, which are already above 80%. Arief invited Chinese investors to invest in Indonesia, particularly in the tourism sector, which has nature-based attraction, culture, and growing man-made attractions. Meanwhile, Chairman of China National Tourism Administration, Lin Jinshou, as quoted by Joglosemar.co, called Arief Yahya as an old friend in building partnership. According to Lin Jinshou, tourists from Indonesia to China rose by 16%, while China's outbound travelers to Indonesia also up by 20%. Chinese tourists coming to Indonesia has been recorded at more than 1 million in 2016. According to him, it means cooperation initiated so far has run properly. The Chinese government believes that the future is in the tourism sector. Therefore, it is the most likely to increase foreign exchange, create jobs, and grow the economy of the nation. Lin Jinshou also hoped that good cooperation can be continued between the two countries with a more perfect future. That was Focus on Indonesia and China agree to regulate tourism agency who are not professional. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, coming up next, news in brief. The Indonesian government condemns the suicide bombing that occurred at the shrine of Shah Nurani in Balochistan province, Pakistan, Saturday, November 12. At least 30 people were killed and over 70 people injured, including women and children. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has departed for Semarang, Central Java to meet Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. the heads of state will meet for a leaders' retreat, bilateral meeting, and signing of a memorandum of understanding, among others. Four tour operators from the United Kingdom helped the Indonesian tourism promotion, which is conducted by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism through branding awareness program, with the installation of wonderful Indonesia logo on hundreds of taxis and buses in London throughout October and November. The Executive of Economic Affairs Indonesian Embassy in London, Hastin Dumadi, told Antara London on Monday, the Indonesian Embassy in London, with the support of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in collaboration with the Visit Indonesia Tourism Office London, launched the Indonesian Tourism Campaign to reach the target of 20 million tourist visits in 2019. One of four toddlers severely injured in Sunday's bomb attack on Oikumene Church in Samarinda East Kalimantan, Intan Olivia, 2 years old, died on Monday morning at A.W. Sharani Hospital. Intan sustained severe burns all over her body. Another victim, Trinity Hutahaya, 4 years old, was still being treated in the hospital's intensive care room. Meanwhile, toddlers Alvaro Aurelius, 4 years old, and Anita Cristobal, 2 years old, are being treated at Moise Hospital after sustaining burns. Various food and beverages products of Indonesia and Levant, the second international trade forum, which took place in Cairo, Egypt, Sunday, November 13. Trade attaché of Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Rahman Burman, said various food and beverages products consist of snacks and chocolates, onion crackers, as well as instant tea packages, become a leading exhibition of Indonesia. The Indonesian government said that Singapore is the country's largest foreign partner, with investment of over $5.9 billion spread across 3,012 projects. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi noted on Monday, November 14th in Semarang, Central Java, that Singapore is Indonesia's key partner in a wide range of sectors such as trade, investment, tourism, and other sectors. Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly Zulkifli Hasan said, democracy, which is run in Indonesia, has matured and its success is recognized by the international community. Many awards have been achieved by Indonesia since the Reformation until nowadays. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Sumbawa, West Nusa Tenggara, to know more about Macis Sili Beach. Stay tuned. Listeners, West Nusa Tenggara has many interesting tourism objects, especially its beaches, which are beautiful and has white sand. Today, citizen, we will introduce you to one of West Nusa Tenggara beaches, namely Macis Sili Beach, at the border of Sumbawa Duompu Tarono sub-district. Macis Sili is actually the name of two beaches, namely Macis and Sili, because its location is neighboring, so that the two beaches are often combined. And this beach has the third best wave in the world after Hawaii and Tahiti. Listeners, Mati Sili Beach can be accessed through land transportation and takes around 6 hours by car from Sumbawa Besar City. The beach is well known as a surfing spot. Annually, together with Dombu Regency, international surfing competition is held at Mati Beach at Tarano Sub-District, which has a distance around 150 kilometers from Sumbawa Besar. There is Super Barrel Wave, which is one of kinds of wave in the world which is suitable for surfing. High wave at Mati Beach can be used as surfing only for 7 months, in May until November, and the peak wave is in August. Listeners, the beauty of beach in Sumbawa is worth to get thumb up. Along the trip to Mati Sili, we can enjoy beautiful scenery and various kinds of birds as well as other wild animals. Besides, we can also find various kinds of sea animals such as green turtle. Listeners, the location of Mati Sili Beach is quite far. Moreover, Sumbawa, located at the tip of Lombok Island, makes fewer tourists come to visit this beach. Usually, only surfers come to this beach. Even though its location is quite far, Mati and Sili keep improving by building hotels and resorts as well as other facilities. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Mati Sili Beach in Sumbawa. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Pohon Tumbang, which in English means fallen tree. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Pohon. Pohon, which means tree. Tumbang. Tumbang, which means to fall. Di rumah. Di rumah, which means at home. Baru saja. Baru saja, which means recently. Sampai. Sampai, which means to arrive. Di kantor. Di kantor, which means at the office. Pulang. Pulang, which means to come home. Jalanan. Jalanan, which means street. Macet. Macet, which means congested. di belakang. Di belakang, which means at the back of or behind. Besar. Besar, which means big. Cuaca. Cuaca, which means weather. Extreme. Extreme, which means extreme. Pagi hari. Pagi hari, which means morning. Cerah. Cerah, which means bright. Siang. Siang, which means day. Hujan lebat. Hujan lebat, which means heavy rain. Angin. Angin, which means wind. Kencang. Kencang, which means strong. Reda. Reda, which means to subside. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Pohon Tumbang, or in English means fallen tree. The conversation is between A. Dodi and B. Tono on the phone. A. Dodi. Hai Tono, apakah kamu sudah di rumah? Hai Tono, apakah kamu sudah di rumah? Which means, hai Tono, are you at home? B. Tono. Saya baru saja sampai di rumah. Saya baru saja sampai di rumah. Which means, I've just arrived at home. Kamu? Kamu, which means, how about you? A. Dodi. Saya masih di kantor. Saya masih di kantor. Which means, I'm still at the office. Belum bisa pulang. Belum bisa pulang, which means I cannot go home. Jalanan macet sekali. Jalanan macet sekali, which means the streets are congested. Karena di belakang kantor ada pohon besar tumbang. Karena di belakang kantor ada pohon besar tumbang, which means because behind the office, there is a large tree falling down. B. Tono. Ya, ini karena cuaca ekstrim. Ya, ini karena cuaca ekstrim, which means, yes, it is because of an extreme weather. Pagi hari cuaca masih cerah. Pagi hari cuaca masih cerah, which means, it's bright weather in the morning. Siang, tiba-tiba hujan lebat. Siang, tiba-tiba hujan lebat. Which means, but suddenly, a heavy rain was at noon. Disertai angin kencang. Disertai angin kencang. Which means, followed by strong wind. Ini yang menyebabkan banyak pohon yang tumbang. Ini yang menyebabkan banyak pohon yang tumbang. Which means, this caused a lot of fallen trees. A. Dodi. Betul, selain itu hujan lebat menyebabkan macet. Selain itu hujan lebat menyebabkan macet. Which means, yes, a heavy rain caused congestion. B. Tono. Hujan sudah reda. Hujan sudah reda, which means the rain has subsided. Sebaiknya saya pulang sekarang. Sebaiknya saya pulang sekarang. Which means, so I go home now. Sampai jumpa besok. Sampai jumpa besok. Which means, see you tomorrow. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present Keroncong songs sung by Sri Widadi. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Solo di Waktu Malam by Sri Widadi. Happy listening. Tells about the atmosphere on the evening of Solo. The song was composed by Maladi, who better known as a composer of children's songs. But her songs like Di Bawah Sinar Bulan Purnama, Rangkaian Melati, Telaga Biru were also composed by Maladi. Listener Sri Widadi, who is soft-voiced, could bring pop songs genre. In the 1970s, her name coupled with other well-known singers like Toto Salmon, Dadi Damhudi, and Ida Rashid. The presence of new singers in kroncong songs like Tuti Mariyati and Sundari Sukoco not necessarily sync the name of Sri Widadi. Her career in the music world may not succeed, but remain stable following the change. She ran the life like singing a plaintive style song. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Sepasang Mata Bola. Happy listening.
Ketika
listener, the song Sepasang Mata Bola was composed by Indonesian talented composer Ismail Marzuki in 1946. The song takes a background in Yogyakarta, telling about admiration and hope to a young hero who would fight to the war. Listener, besides kroncong and pop, Sriwidadi also dedicates Javanese traditional songs, which have been accepted well by music lovers up to Suriname. According to Sriwidadi, the old singer's life is different from today, they live more simply. Her loyalty to the kroncong music genre never disappeared, although the kroncong lovers are less numbered than pop music. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Gado Gado Jakarta and Ombak Samudra. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Jakarta sangat digemar rakyat jelata. Satu bungkusnya pun 100 rupiah. Abang Ahmad pun lampu sudah sedia. Kalau peminatku malas ke dapur, semua ada tahu goreng, kerupuk, udang, campur-campur. Gado-gadonya pun dari Jakarta sangat digemar pun rakyat jelata. Jika Pak Mina pun malas belanja, beli gado-gado dari Jakarta. Sangat digemar pun rakyat jelata. Satu bungkusnya pun 100 rupiah. Abang Ahmad pun lampu sudah sedia. Kalau peminatku malas ke dapur, semua ada tahu goreng, kerupuk, udang, campur-campur. Satu bungkusnya pun 100 rupiah. Abang Ahmad pun lampu sudah sedia. Jika Pak Mina pun malas telanja, beli gado-gado dari Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Sebuah lagu Ombak Samudra.
sesedih ini. Aku tak pernah seperih ini yang aku minta. Tulus hatimu, bukan kau curangi aku. Rasa yang ada di dalam hati, sedih yang ada saat ku sendiri. Inilah akhir kisah cintaku, kisahku bersamamu. Kau yang telah memilih aku, kau juga yang sakiti aku. Kau putar cerita sehingga aku yang salah. Kau pikir ku yang selalu mendua, seakan ku yang tak setia. Hingga semua tahu kaulah yang sempurna. Semua mereka tahu saat hatiku jatuh padamu. Kini kau pergi dengan yang lain, dan ku simpan di ketulusan hati. Kau yang telah memilih aku, kau juga yang sakit. Cerita sehingga aku yang salah. Kau pikir ku yang selalu mendua, seakan ku yang tak setia. Hingga semua tahu kaulah yang sempurna. Aku, kau putar cerita sehingga aku yang salah. Semua tahu kaulah yang sempurna.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10011 Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.